Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It's a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to Facebook, YouTube, and of course our website. So if you're wanting the audio only version of that, you can head over there and also download the Mix XLR app and get it streaming directly to your phone. If you are watching this live on YouTube or on Facebook, please leave a comment in the sections and let us know where you are listening from. My name's Cade Moyer and I'm your tour guide on tonight's journey, and if you wish to join me, we will have open lines a little bit later on tonight. We've got to get into the juicy stuff first because this has been an absolute crazy week. The number is on the screen there, so the number is 07-3040-3096. You can call in and share your strange encounters of the unusual and the unexplained. On tonight's show, I have a very special guest. I am joined by Grant Levac, and he is the host of The Unexplained Rundown on YouTube, and is the bloke who is absolutely filling my Twitter feeds at the moment. So, Grant, welcome to the show, mate.
Okay, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on and giving me a chance to talk with you and your listeners. So it's good to be with you.
Mate, it's a real pleasure to have you here because my phone has been absolutely going off the hook at the moment because I'm getting friends, family, and just basically everyone who kind of knows that I do this podcast that's a little bit weird, kind of saying, like, are you seeing the news at the moment? Are you seeing what's going on over in the States and I guess in the Northern Hemisphere? Because it's kind of this genuinely worldwide phenomenon that's going on. And I guess to kind of bring people into the loop, there has been a fair bit of unusual activity going on in the skies, which has resulted in four objects being shot out of the sky by US military, which is basically unheard of in modern history, in anything. Nothing has really ever been shut down over U.S. airspace, I think, in my entire lifetime.
Our lifetime, for sure. First time in 60-plus years that NORAD was given orders to shoot down U.S. airspace. Yep.
This is genuinely uncharted territory for a majority of people who are potentially interested in the UFO, I guess, field. But, mate, I have to tell you, you've been doing an incredible job on Twitter kind of breaking down the information into, I guess, these bite-sized pieces of information that I'm a rather simple person, so I don't really go too deep into the real-life side of these UFOs because I mostly hang around the field of talking to people who have had experiences. But I really do love to increase my knowledge of, you know, the world events that are going on, because this is something that's going to change the world. I think 2023 is the year that we get something big happening, and these are the first real steps of that. Mate, I guess I'm going to give the floor to you and, you know, kind of say, like, what do you think's been going on here? Because this is crazy stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like in the last 2 weeks, we've gone from, you know, 0 to 100 in a couple of seconds. I mean, you know, we've all known that this topic, those that you know, avid enthusiasts on the UFO or the UAP topic, we know that there's been a steady ramp up of information coming out ever since the New York Times published their articles in December of 2017. And everything since then has kind of been, this snowball is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then a couple of weeks ago, you know, we get this this big Chinese spy balloon that's, you know, floating across the continental United States. And everyone's wondering, why is the U.S. letting it just float across? Why aren't they taking it down? So for all of about 5 minutes, that was interesting and taking a lot of airtime, the 24-hour news cycle. But then all of a sudden you have a second and then a third and then a fourth object, which to this day remain classified as unidentified aerial objects. Hopefully not a new acronym that we have to deal with. In an unprecedented move, President Biden came out overnight and, the first sitting president that I can remember that has publicly addressed the UFO or the UAP topic. And he's essentially saying that these last three shootdowns still remain unidentified. So what the heck are they? You know, if they're not Chinese, what are they? Where they're from? What was their intent? Why were they flying in FAA regulated airspace? Why don't we know more? You know, why are U.S. senators like Senator Marco Rubio coming out of a classified briefing earlier in the day and saying, look, 95% of the information that was discussed in that classified briefing should be made available to the general public? Why hasn't the general public heard more about these last three? Why they feel it's like there's this lack of transparency at the moment on these last three objects, which debris hasn't even been retrieved yet. So what the heck's going on? So there's a lot more questions than answers.
Absolutely. And I find it really fascinating about this whole debris thing, because one of them was kind of shot over Alaska, over the frozen sea. And, you know, that thing is, that's solid ice. You can walk out there for days and basically pick up the whatever is supposed to be down there. And it's rather interesting because I saw Ross Coulthart shared a video from someone on Twitter who is basically at that crash site. It's lucky enough to, you know, be in traveling distance or is living there, and is out there almost on the daily kind of saying, look, there's no one out here. This is really weird. No one's looking for this stuff. And as you can see, it is just a white sheet. You'll be able to find anything on there. And in the video, he even just kind of kicks a bit of dirt on there, and it absolutely is incredibly visible because of how stark the landscape is.
Yeah. Where are the crash retrieval teams? You know, if they're going to be so keen to get that debris, well, where is the evidence that there's been anyone out there? So there's a lot more questions remain unanswered on, well, why hasn't the debris being recovered? Why haven't we seen any of the gun camera footage? I mean, these F-22s and these fighter jets are equipped with some of the best, particularly U.S. Air Force fighter jets are equipped with some unbelievable sensors. And, you know, I mean, we've already heard the audio commentary, you know, the pilot's description come out of the Lake Huron object, and his description was pretty chilling when you listen to it. But well, where's the rest of the data? Where's the video footage? Where's the gun camera footage or FLIR footage if they use it? And that last object that over Lake Huron, which I believe was only floating around 20,000 feet. I mean, that's not, you look at the fidelity of some of the images that members of the general public were taking on the ground of the Chinese spy balloon. Pretty impressive high resolution images. Well, Lake Huron is obviously, it's, you know, pretty massive, but anyone with a powerful photographic lens and some work could potentially get some good footage. So surely there has to be some footage of that last object that was brought down. So, and I'm just baffled as to why we still don't know more on those remaining three objects. They continue to be true UAP for the moment.
Yeah, and like you said there earlier, we are getting these conflicting identification terms of what these things are, because it really depends on who's handling essentially that press conference at that point in time, because we are getting all these different names for what they are in the sky, and we're getting different classifications for what they are. And for me, you know, that really does raise a lot of red flags of like, do they know what's going on in there? Are the teams talking to each other about the information that's being processed? Because, you know, this is something that's never been discussed on such a public forum in such a time. And like you said, they're really... You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.